from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, February 28th. Coming up, farm shows traditionally gave farmers a chance to see and test equipment in person. But the pandemic has some in agriculture business rethinking that. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Ukrainian Student Association at the University of Illinois held a rally yesterday for students to stand in solidarity with Ukraine after they were invaded by Russian forces. Farah Anderson of the Illinois Student Newsroom has more.
Slava Ukraini!
Slava Ukraini!
Students wearing blue and yellow, the color of Ukraine's flag, chant in front of the alma mater statue on the University of Illinois campus Sunday. Daniel Brandes is the vice president of the Ukrainian Student Association.
Being Ukrainian, when I grew up, not many people knew what it was. And to see now that so many people do know what the country is and so many people are directly supporting it, it's very nice to see.
Maria Kustavo is a Russian PhD student in Slavic studies at the U of I.
Even though I'm not embarrassed to be Russian and I'm proud of my culture, just it's betrayal. Like, we never support this government. We always speak up.
At least 100 people attended Sunday's rally. I'm Farah Anderson, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Illinois' indoor mask mandate is over in most places. As of today, the state's no longer requiring masks for private businesses like gyms, restaurants, bars, and retail stores. On Facebook, Illinois Department of Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike says the state has seen significant declines in new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations.
As we move forward, we must remember that the virus is still present in our communities, and it can and will still infect and sicken people.
The mandate is still in place at doctors' offices, hospitals, nursing homes, and on public transportation. Private businesses also still have the option to require masks. After more than a year of waiting, the mayor of Danville says casino developers finally have an appointment to see the Illinois Gaming Board. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. says Danville casino developers have been invited to make a presentation at the Illinois Gaming Board's meeting on March 10th. If the Gaming Board approves a preliminary finding of suitability, construction of the casino could start this spring. Williams says the developers, including Wilmorite Management and the Golden Nugget Casino chain, want to build a casino with 500 slot machines, 14 table games, and two restaurants.
Wilmorite has operated casinos in three different states, and Golden Nugget operates five different casinos in four states. They're world-class and world-renowned, so we're excited because we think that they will bring a world-class product here to Danville.
Williams says if all goes smoothly, the new Danville casino could open early next year. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
The Illinois men's basketball team kept its hopes alive for a Big Ten championship with a 93-85 win at Michigan yesterday. Junior center Kofi Coburn scored a game-high 27 points, including a key basket after the Wolverines had cut the Illini lead to 2 points. Illinois head coach Brad Underwood describes the play.
We just set in a little horn set, dribbled off him, we roll him, we pop Jake with a guard guarding him. That's advantage us. And just let Kofi roll down to the paint, and we told him, if they collapse, kick it. And if not, you're one-on-one, which he ended up being. Just make your low explosive move, jump up, shoot your jump hook, and bada bang.
Alfonso Plummer added 26 points for Illinois, who improved to 13-5 in the Big Ten, a game behind both Purdue and Wisconsin. Next for the Illini is a home game Thursday against Penn State. Still to come, we'll hear how the pandemic may have accelerated the decline of in-person farm shows. That story from Harvest Public Media is coming up next on 217 Today.
This is Erica Scalise, and I'm the engagement producer at The 21st Show. What issues happening in Illinois matter most to you? Join The 21st Texting Club and add to our weekly conversation. To subscribe to the group, text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. See you there.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Farm shows are a staple of agricultural life in the Midwest this time of year. Before farmers head out to their fields to plant, they head to convention centers and exhibition halls to check out the latest in farm technology and to connect with fellow producers. But as Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports, the pandemic has created some uncertainty as to what the future of farm shows will be.
A small crowd of farmers and their families are walking among the giant combines, tractors, and other farm equipment at the Mathewson Exhibition Center in Sedalia, Missouri. It's the Central Missouri Ag Club Ag Expo, and local corn and soybean farmer Bill Taylor loves it. He says it's a low-pressure way to check out a lot of different things.
If you want to talk to a guy, you can. If you want to walk by, you can. And that's what we like about it. There's a little bit of everything here. I mean, we got anything from siding, gutters, to a tractor tire, fertilizer buggies, livestock equipment.
Like most farm shows, this one was canceled last year over COVID concerns. This year, it's back in full force. But some farm shows across the Midwest canceled again, and others went online. Danny Young is a rural banker who works with farmers and is on the planning committee of Sedalia's farm show.
A lot of farmers, they're hands-on kind of people. They don't really want to sit in front of a computer or something and do it virtually. They want to get out of the house. They want to go to town. They want to touch the machinery. They want to talk to the people. And they're just not, it's not a real virtual clientele.
But many in the business think virtual connections are the future, and the in-person farm show doesn't have much life left.
We were well on this path, and just COVID kind of proved the point to a lot of people.
Jim Mandis is a sales manager with Krone, maker of machines for hay production like mowers and balers. He says every year there are fewer farmers in the U.S., and they're all tech-savvy enough to research big purchases on their own.
They know more about what they're buying than they did 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 3 years ago. The relevance of a trade show, physically seeing machines and talking to reps, is not what it once was.
Manda says his company is seeing less value in going to every farm show and focusing more on being selective about which ones they attend. He says they are also looking for more cost-efficient ways to have meaningful interactions with potential customers. That approach concerns people like Jock Headblade. He's the executive director of the Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau in West Central Illinois. Macomb canceled its Ag Mech show for the second year in a row because of COVID. Headblade says it's more than just a financial hit to his small town of 17,000.
There's a morale element to it, too.
Headblade says for a small town, a farm show is part trade show, part community event, and a big element of a town's identity. And while he's confident the Ag Mech show will return to Macomb next year, he's not sure every show will survive.
Some of these towns won't be able to recoup these types of shows. I think that's because it loses a little momentum. Sometimes these are volunteers that work these together, and it's hard to, you know, keep people involved and their interest in these things.
But the doom and gloom about the future of farm shows doesn't play in Sedalia. Despite the show coming on the heels of a major snowstorm in central Missouri, attendance was good, according to organizers. And Danny Young says the demand from farmers is still there.
We visited with several of them yesterday and kind of asked them the same question, and they said they hope that we continue having the farm show because they enjoy getting out and getting to see the machinery, seeing people that are in the same business they are in. They act like they want to see them continue, so we plan to keep having them.
And Young says farmers are used to riding out tough times, and COVID canceling their beloved farm shows was only a temporary setback. Jonathan All, Harvest Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a high of 51 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Farrah Anderson, Alex Degman, Jim Meadows, and Jonathan All. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldeen. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.